Joining me live over the phone today is J.R. Larson with the Rocky Mountain Elks Foundation Kemmer chapter, talking about some events with the Elks Foundation. Good morning, J.R. How are you doing today?
Hey, good, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate the phone call. As let's start with what's up and coming for the Elks Foundation. Even this weekend, understand you're having the banquet in Kemmer this Saturday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this Saturday in Kemmer, we've got the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation big game banquet going on at the Kemmer Event Center over there. The doors will open at 5. We've got a number of tickets left, and to get those tickets, you can get on rmef.org and go into your event section, and then I think you'll have to select events by state, and then Kemmer should be right towards the top there, and there's ticket selections there. Or you can get a hold of Kelly Jo Scott at 307-723-1959, and she can help you out getting tickets as well.
Now, it sounds like it's going to be a great event, JR. You mentioned doors open at 5 o'clock. Tell us some of the things you'll be doing as part of this event. I understand there's a couple auctions, dinner, raffles, games going on.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's a pretty good time. So we've got an MC and an auctioneer. There will be a caterer there for dinner. Live and silent auction items. We've got a number of guns and other things. Kelly Jo and her volunteers over there with the Kemmer chapter have really gone above and beyond to put on a good event this year, and we're looking forward to have a good time. We'll have, you know, some raffles, some games, some kids activities, chances to win guns, and then of course the auctions is kind of you know, how deep do you want to dig into your pockets to get a certain item? We'll have just all sorts of things, something for everything, something for everyone, be it jewelry or art, rifles, handguns, some archery equipment, stuff like that. So something for everyone, really.
So it sounds, JR, like this is a family-friendly event. Did you mention to get tickets in advance on the Elks Foundation website? Do you have to be an official member of the Elks Foundation, or is this open to the entire public?
Well, it is open to the public. We really encourage people to get a membership. Actually, if you're going to come to the event, our basically only ticket options are either a single attendee with a membership or couples attendees with a membership. So, say a husband, wife, and family comes in, you can buy some youth meals to add on to that, but we'll sell you a membership. That gets you 1 year with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, so you'll get 6 issues of the Bugle magazine. And that membership is $35, and we'll try and get you involved and informed so that you know what the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is doing with your money.
That, again, is happening this Saturday at the Kemmer Event Center. I'm with J.R. Larson this morning with the Rocky Mountain Elks Foundation. Another big event happening next weekend in Big Piney, a ladies-only event. Tell us about this one, J.R.
Yeah, we're calling that one a ladies' night out. So ladies only, and again, still family friendly. You can bring your daughters out with you. And this one is geared strictly towards the ladies. There will be basket raffles and a whole lot of fun. Get rid of your husbands for the night and have a good time. Dinner, MC, auctioneer, live and silent auction, more games, raffles, things of that nature, more jewelry and art, purses, things of that nature. Again, I'm repeating myself there, but yeah, I sound like a broken record, but we put on a lot of these across the state, and this one is something to be excited about, really, with it being a ladies only event. We're calling this one Boots and Bling. So they have kind of contests set up for most extravagant costume or outfit you want to wear, and how blinged up do you want to get.
And this will be held where at? The Sublette Fairgrounds?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Sublette County Fairgrounds. The doors will open again at 5. If you want tickets to that, you can call Danielle Hendricks at 307-702-1554 and Callie Morgert there, 307-260-6956. And I'd like to thank Danielle and Callie for putting that event on. This none of this would happen without the volunteers. So these people are out in your communities, putting together these events so that you guys can go out and have a good time in the name of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
with J.R. Larson this morning, and again talking about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet in Kemmer this Saturday, and then the Ladies Night Out next Saturday at the Sublette County Fairgrounds. J.R., understand, looking ahead into the future, there's some other events happening western, southwestern Wyoming with the Elks Foundation.
That's right. Coming up on February 13th, we've got another big game banquet in Rock Springs. That's the Sweetwater chapter. We're still putting that package together. And then Rawlins on April 24th and another big one in Evanston on April 30th. So keep those on your calendar. We'll get some invitations and some mail sent out to everybody in the community so that it's on your radar.
And JR, tell us more about the Rocky Mountain Elks Foundation. Well, what you guys do, what are the goals, all the funds that you are raising from these events, where does that money go to? And tell us more about the Elks Foundation.
So the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was founded in 1984, and we've grown immensely since then. We're now up to 235,000 members nationwide. That might be international as well. We're not going to turn anybody away. And we've got 12,000 volunteers throughout the country, with 500 chapters. And what we do is raise money for elk habitat, our hunting heritage in the future. What we do is every dollar raised in Wyoming, half of that is going to go right back into Wyoming elk habitat and conservation. We really push to get the younger generation involved and, you know, protect our hunting heritage. That's a big part of Wyoming and who we are.
And so if someone was interested in becoming a member, they can just do that online?
Yes, sir. That Rocky Mountain or RMEF.org will help you. You can join online there. We really encourage people to join at chapters so that they can get to know the volunteers within the community. Get involved. You can help out. We do a lot of boots on the ground type activities, whether it be fence cleanups, putting in guzzlers. There's just a number of things we do, but first and foremost, you know, it starts with politicians and making sure that, you know, we're setting ourselves in line with making sure that our money is going to help with whatever we need to for land conservation. There's a lot of politicians that would like the state and public ground transferred over to private use or private entities, and that's what our biggest fight is right now, maintaining public land in public hands.
J.R. Larson with the Rocky Mountain Elks Foundation joining us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. J.R., thanks for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
Not that I can think of, Duke. I really appreciate you having me on the radio show, and I would encourage everybody to come out to Kemmer this weekend, Big Piney next weekend.
All right. It's J.R. Larson, Rocky Mountain Elks Foundation, live on the SVI Radio Network.